It's not your grandparents' tobacco. The American Lung Association says their efforts to reduce or prevent tobacco use is a constant battle. Donna Wininski with the group's Wisconsin chapter says for every success achieved, the tobacco industry is out there creating new products and developing new ways to market those products.
In the adult population, now we're seeing this proliferation around the state of roll-your-own cigarette shops. And the reason that people are attracted to those is because the price is lower.
Wininski says the roll-your-own shops use cigar tobacco, which is taxed lower than cigarette tobacco. The shops sell loose tobacco and cigarette papers to consumers who assemble their own smokes on the spot. Wininski says the end product costs less than already-made expensive name brands, so any accomplishments gained from the higher price of cigarettes as a result of a hefty tax is undone by the roll-your-own operations. Also, the percentage of youth smokers is down from previous years, but Wininski says marketing efforts are hindering that success.
It was over 30% not too terribly long ago. It's about 20% now. But there's all kinds of new flavored, candy-flavored, fruit-flavored products. And kids who at one time might have been cigarette smokers are now smoking grape-flavored cigarillos, for example.
Wininski says the laws need to catch up with the new products available to the public. A recent report by the American Lung Association said Wisconsin falls short when it comes to protecting residents from the harms of tobacco, giving the state two Fs, a B, and just one A. That is for smoke-free air. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.